Hi, thank you for calling the Depot Provera helpline. My name is Jaden. Who's the what's the name of the person you were transferring?
Her name is Mrs. Abby Dobbs. Last name is D as in David, O, B as in Bobby, B as in Bobby, S. First name Abby. Best phone number is 404-520-5165. And she needs assistance with her Depot Provera claim.
Perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. He'll take you from here, Ms. Dobbs. Thanks so much
All
for your
right,
patience,
thank
ma'am.
you.
Hi,
You're welcome.
Abby.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. How are you doing today?
I'm all right, thank you.
It's good to hear. Again, yeah, this is on a recorded line for our attorney group. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depot Provera lawsuit?
Okay.
Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
Sure. Yeah.
Perfect. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No, I do not.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I have not.
And would be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And then, what were you diagnosed with after using Depo Provera, ma'am?
Meningioma.
See, and I'm very, very sorry about that. And you did use Depo for at least 1 year, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And to the best of your knowledge, what was the date of your diagnosis?
The diagnosis was where was it on? It was January 5th, 2012.
2012.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'm just going to confirm with you. I have 0105 2012
Yes.
for the date of diagnosis of the meningioma. And then what was your date of birth?
It's 4/20/82.
And that was 04/20/1982.
Yes.
And April 20th, 1982.
Yeah, April 20th. Yeah.
And then, do you know anyone else that was using Depo Provera and had a similar story or was also injured?
No, I don't.
And did you consume or did you use Depo Provera, or did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
And did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
And did you have at least 4 injections prior to your diagnosis within 1 year?
Yes.
You did have four injections within 1 year?
I had three. Every 3 months. I have one every 3 months. So yes, it'll be 4 shots. Yes, sorry.
No worries. And did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 through to the present date?
Yes.
And when did you start using it and when did you stop using it?
Started around May 2008, and for about 3 years, so that'd be around December 2011.
May of 2008 to December of 2011. Okay, and then I'm just going to confirm. So I have the start date was 05/01/2008, and the stop date was 12/01/2011.
Yes, it was a. It'll be 0401. Yes.
So you started in May or April?
I started in May.
So 05?
Yes. Yeah. April is. Yeah. Right. Five. Sorry.
No worries. Can you
Yeah.
confirm your gender for me, please?
A female.
Perfect. And then can I just have your first name, middle initial, and then last name?
Sure. It's Amy Dobbs. No middle initial.
Amy, and then Dobbs. Amy. And there is no middle name, correct? Okay. And then can I, this next part is for HIPAA and identification purposes. Can I have your full social?
Do I have to give you my full social?
Yes, it is required for HIPAA and identification. This call is on a recorded line, so if any mishaps were to take place, the attorneys that we work with would be fully responsible. So your information is safe with us. It is required for the HIPAA part of this, though.
Okay, 258
258
43
43.
0816.
And I'm just going to read this back. I have 258-430-816. And then the email I have is abbydobbs2@gmail.com.
Correct.
And then the primary phone number I have is 404-520-5165.
Correct.
Was that a mobile or a home phone?
It's mobile.
Mobile phone. And then can I have your home address, please?
270 17th Street. Apartment 604, Atlanta, Georgia, 30363.
Apartment 604?
Mm-hmm.
And then that was 207 17th Street, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, apartment 604?
604.
And then again, I'm just going to read this back so I have this correct. I have 270 17th Street, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, Fulton County, 30363, apartment 604.
Correct.
And then can I have the name of the doctor or the name of the hospital that you were treated at?
Sure, Piedmont Hospital.
In Atlanta, Georgia. Excuse me,
yes.
Sorry. Perfect. And then I'm just going to read off the location I have for Piedmont, Atlanta. 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30309.
Let me Google it. Sorry, hold on. I think it should be. It's in Atlanta, yeah. You should have 1968 Peachtree Road, yes.
Perfect. And the phone number is 404-605-5000.
It should be, yes.
Perfect. This is all the information we found online as well, so.
Okay, yeah.
And then do you have a name of the doctor that treated you?
I do. Dr. Michelle Johnson.
Perfect. Michelle M. Johnson.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then were there any prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And then were you treated at the same hospital?
Yes.
Do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Sure. Are you talking about my radiation therapy?
This is for treatment for the meningioma. However you were treated, if it was radiation.
Yes, radiation is Dr. Sarah Glandy, Gladney.
Is she out of the same hospital?
Yes.
And then it was, how do you? Is it F-A-R-A-H?
S-A-R-S-A-R-A.
Sarah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sarah P. Gladney?
Mm-hmm.
And she was out of the same hospital?
Yes.
Okay. And that was 1968 Peachtree Road?
Yes.
Okay. And then for pharmaceutical, were you told to go anywhere for like a pharmacy? Or were you prescribed?
I went to the Piedmont Hospital Pharmacy.
Piedmont Hospital Pharmacy?
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a, was there a name of your pharmacist or anything?
No, no, I can't recall that now.
Just 1 second. We are almost done here. Just 1 second.
Okay.
And then, was there any other doctors or addresses that we could put down, or hospitals that you were treated at for this?
No, that's it.
So the treating, or the, sorry, the diagnosing doctor I have is Michelle M. Johnson out of Piedmont, Atlanta, 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30309. The phone number is 404-605-5000.
Yes.
And then Dr. Sarah P. Gladney out of Piedmont, Atlanta, 1968 Peachtree Road, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, 30309.
Yes.
Was there a better phone number we could reach her at, or is it the same one as Michelle?
I think I have 404-355-9243.
And then who is that for?
This is Dr. Sarah.
Okay, perfect. And then Michelle, do you have a number for her directly?
Yes, the number I have is 404-605-3410.
Perfect. So the new number for Michelle is 404-605-3410?
That's the number I have.
For Michelle Johnson?
Yeah.
And then for Dr. Sarah Gladney, I have 404-355-9243.
Mm-hmm.
And then for your, you went for the like pharmaceutical, you went to Piedmont, Atlanta, which is 1968 Peachtree Road?
Correct.
And are there any medical notes we can put down?
I think that's it. Are you have any more questions for me?
We are almost done here. Just medical notes from like doctors or anything like that that we can put down?
That's it.
Okay. And do you have a copy of the medical records?
I don't have it on me. I can probably get it. I can request it. I can go anytime just to go get it.
And could you provide these by mail or electronically?
Yeah, whatever it is for you guys.
And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. The emergency contact, do you live with them or not live with them?
I don't live with them.
And then can I have their first name, phone number, and relationship to you?
Sure. You can use Sean, S-H-W-A-N, Johnson.
S-H-A-W-N?
Mm-hmm.
Johnson. I'm sorry. And then can I have his phone number and relationship to you?
Oh, it's a family member. Let me get to the phone number.
No worries.
1 second. It is 404-436-5973.
And then what was his relationship to you?
Family member.
Got you. Oh, is it like a brother, sister, mother?
Cousin.
Mm-hmm. And then can I have his email?
I don't have it.
No worries. Do you have his address?
No, I don't know about her, no.
Okay. And just 1 second.
You need that? I could
no worries.
Call and find out. Okay.
Should be all right. Just 1 second. But if later on you were asked to provide this, just try your best to look out for it.
Okay, no problem. I have it.
And then for Sean Johnson, I have 404-436-5973.
Correct.
Okay. I'm going to send over our documents right now. Just give me 1 second as they come through. They should go through either text message or email. Just let me know as soon as you have gotten them, okay?
You said email?
Either text message or email, yeah.
Okay. I got something in the text.
And then whichever one's easier to access.
Okay. Give me a second, it's loading.
You're good, no worries. And then just let me know if you do have any questions about the documents themselves. As soon as you do, or were you able to access them?
Yes, Abby Dobbs. I don't know. It says Amy Dobbs.
Oh. I'm sorry. Hold on just 1 second about that.
Okay.
I'm so sorry about that. I'm really sorry about that. I'm just going to recorrect this and then I'm going to resend these.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. Just 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know as soon as I'm done.
Okay. Okay, 1 second.
And then, yeah, don't sign those. Don't finish signing those. I'm just gonna resend these.
Oh, okay, just wait.
Yeah. Did you finish those?
No. The second one you just sent me. Do I need to click on the second text?
Oh, no. Yeah. So don't. Not yet. I'm going to.
Okay.
I just have to make sure all this went through. Yeah. Just don't finish signing it or anything. I'm just gonna complete this. I'm sorry. Okay. And it was just ABBYDOBBS, no middle name at all, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And then I just have to confirm it. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm sorry for keeping you on the line here. We should.
No, you're fine.
I'm going to get these resent in just a minute.
All right, give me a second.
Oh, wait. Not yet. Sorry. Okay, just 1 second, and then I'm going to get these reset. Make sure everything's good. Okay. Did that one, was that most recent one sent through? Or did you just get one right now? The most recent one that went through, just, that should okay. be it.
Alright, something just came through, 1 second.
No worries. And then make sure it comes through as Abby instead of Amy. And then was that second one able to go through?
Yeah, I'm just waiting. Sorry.
No, you're good. Did you, did it come to the inbox?
Yeah, it was a text message.
And then just make sure on this one everything is correct, everything is spelled correctly.
Okay.
And then just let me know when you're on the front page.
Okay, I am.
Okay. And then, yeah, when you start signing, how are the names correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Perfect. Awesome.
Okay, that's done.
Perfect. And then was everything correct on there this time?
Yeah, I believe so. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to go over there, or I'm just going to go through it. Just make sure. So Abby Dobbs, ABBYDOBBS, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And then address is 270 17th Street, Northwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30363.
Mm-hmm.
Phone number is 404-520-5165.
Okay.
Email address is abbydobbs2@gmail.com. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then date of birth is 04/20/1982.
Yeah.
Full social is 258-430-816.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. I'm going to send you a text with my name and my office hours. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can always text me. But they should be getting a hold of you within 24 to 48 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I'll send you a text for my personal number. So if you have questions, you can reach out to me. Okay.
Okay. Perfect.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. Have a good day.
Okay. Is there anything else you guys need from me now or no? Do I need to do anything?
No, not until when the attorneys reach out to you. They'll go from there, but for right now, you're good.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.